Hi, Rob. How are you?
Hey.
I was just about to call you. I'm good. I thought, well, maybe I'll try his office phone. I figured, but I didn't want to interrupt you if you were on a job.
So the company that I'm using to do this with is called NextCall, is what they're called. That's the name of the company.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and one of the things is I'm doing my research on them because I'm big about trying to research these companies. One of the good parts is I don't have no money really invested with them yet.
Uh-huh.
But looking them up under BBB, unless they're going under a different name, they are not even coming up even listed with BBB. But
Next
you are
call?
Listed with BBB, you're accredited with BBB. So,
yeah.
And I'm accredited with BBB also. So I understand
you
gotta earn that when you're dealing with BBB.
Yeah,
so,
you do. That's for sure. Yeah.
So,
that's something that you gotta earn, and that's over time, you know?
So, I mean, and the only thing is, like, right now, they somehow I got myself where I am popping up on that mask, but it's still showing me suspended with my actual account is what it's doing. It's like my account is suspended, but my mask is, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, dude. I mean, I don't understand how that even can happen. I mean, my account was suspended, that my mask would be suspended because my mask is part of my account.
Right. So, and this is where I'm saying, what happens, okay, what tends to happen is that over time, right? Like you're on the second page, okay? As I mentioned to you, you're there on the second page, but what's happening is that because it's suspended, it's going to limit you to how you can be seen, right? It's going to limit you to what edits, and this is why, and it's because the phone number was wrong to begin with that other company. You reverted it to the correct number, and then you had to change it back because it went into that suspension, and now you're just in a suspension, right? But there's no, just to clarify, there's no different scale of suspension. Suspension is suspension, right? Like my manager was saying, this is also going to limit his visibility and what he can do. So, I mean, obviously you're on the second page, but I know when my representative had spoke to you, and this was back, keep in mind, in February, right? What they had talked about with you was the package that, you know, that I would also recommend for you as well is the platinum one. And that was the one that included the Google and Facebook marketing. I saw that they had offered it to you at a promotional rate, which is still something that I could honor, Rob, because you've been in the business for 22 years. I mean, you're a well-established business.
Yeah, but honestly, can I be upfront with you? I'm pretty good with computers.
Yeah.
I run another company called Steinborn Products. It's an e-commerce company that I run on the internet where I'm selling products on the internet. I do videos on the internet. I do commercials on the internet. So, and I do those through TikTok and everybody with Steinborn Products. But the main thing, so a lot of this stuff I can already kind of handle myself. Like my Facebook and stuff, all my Facebook stuff I built myself and I do it. Now, I don't do any ads with Facebook because I'm still having trouble figuring out their budgeting and how their budgeting system is working. But I'm doing the Andrew Tate training course, the real world, and it's giving me a little bit better walkthrough on how to try to set these things up. And that's what I've been doing. I mean, so I just hate, at the same time, please don't get me wrong, but I hate paying for something that maybe I could just do myself, and then I don't have to really pay somebody to do it. You're talking about the Google part. What are you talking about, pay-per-click or something? Or
No. Well, the package that was offered to you was the Google first page placement there within the local map. And like I was mentioning, that local map is only going to cover 5 to 10 miles. What Google says is your local area. So the zip code where you're verified
maps,
at.
Maps optimization.
Yeah.
Where you put all the different areas in there, like you're supposed to where it spreads it out better. Yeah, and I've had all that done before when I did it, but since it got erased, I don't have it in there. And to be honest, I'm the one that kind of did all that too before, to be honest with you, right? Just types of stuff in and it. But the thing is that I ended up hiring somebody to do my optimization, which was a top-rated company to do optimization, but they made a mistake, and they put my cell phone number in instead of my office number, and that's the reason why all this has happened. And, you know, other than that, this thing has been great for, I mean, Google's the one that got my company off running to make sure it was going good, but optimization is the reason why I ended up in a bad situation I was in, because I had somebody else doing the optimization for me.
If I could say something respectfully, you know, because you've mentioned several times, these are things that you can do all on your own, and yes, you can.
Yeah.
But then why would you sign up with a company to do it for you? At that time when you went with them, was it because you had a lot on your plate? Was it because you needed help?
No, because it was a misunderstanding of what I was actually getting. I thought that when I was signing up for the optimization, I misunderstood what I was actually really signing up for, because I thought it was more of an optimization of my website and getting me to the front page organically with my website, which is something that I've always wanted, just to get my website on the front page. And that's what I thought it was. I didn't realize it was a thing for just my map listing only. Because my map listing only, I mean, pretty much it's up and going. I mean, I can go in there and put the different locations in and all the different areas or whatnot, just like I did before. And that would get them where they advertise in those areas. But like I said, when they optimized, like I said, it's a total misunderstanding. That's the reason why I went with it, because I thought it was something different. I thought they were optimizing my website to get my website organically to the front page. Then I don't have to do pay-per-click as much, because I'm already posted on the front page organically.
Yeah.
If you want to know the truth, that's my real goal, but I've tried to do it for the last 10 years, and it's almost literally impossible. Nobody ever gets it.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, we're not going to tinker with your website, okay? That's something we will not do organically over time, Rob. You will eventually, organically, it will appear eventually, and I'm talking about over time, having more reviews and so forth, right? But it takes time, okay, organically to appear there. When we spoke with you, and again, referring back to my representative, the package that they offered you was $249 a month with a $99 setup fee. So it was $348 to get started with that package, $249 every month after that. And it looks like at that time you were on board, and then I don't know what happened. All I saw in the notes was something about the reinstatement, and that's why I brought that up to you, because I wanted to see what held you back at that time. And again, I mean, yes, you can do all of these products on your own, Rob, every single one of them, Google ads, Facebook ads, all of that. When you do it, you incur the cost per click, okay? And not saying that you can't do it, but you got to be familiar with the algorithms and so forth, right? And I'm sure you can do it all after you do your research, you know, read up on it. I'm sure you're very capable. But what it's also going to come down to as well, Rob, is how much time do you have on your hands?
Well, when it comes to making money, and trust me, I will make time when it comes to me making money.
Okay.
Overall, I'll do that, right?
And I just say, because again, I mean, doing all of this on your own is going to take time, right? And if you have the time, then hey, go for it. Then handle it on your own. I'm all for that.
So on this Facebook ads, the ones that I'm having trouble, I'm trying to set up the real ads to where, honestly, if you want to be all the way up front, I'm really trying to set up more ads with my Signborn products, where I'm selling products on Facebook on a national, international level, all over the United States of America. And that's the part that I'm having trouble with, is trying to get that set in place the correct way and dealing with good.
It is, and I can tell you, we don't touch the e-commerce. We just don't touch the e-commerce. I'm going to be completely honest with you. And I'd rather be transparent, right? I mean, we're more about the services, right? The service type of companies like yourself, general contractors, remodelers, and so forth. We don't touch the e-commerce. That's a whole different cha-cha, but. I mean, we've been doing this a long time, and Rob, when it comes to Facebook ads are retargeting anyone who does a search on Google. They go to your Facebook, they see your ad appear. The package at the $249 a month, we allocate $100 of that to your Facebook ads that we are managing, so you don't incur additional click fees because you are paying a flat rate. Okay.
Yeah, but again, this thing, if I'm paying for this Facebook thing, and I mean, I do post on Facebook. I mean, anyways, I mean, I do them every chance I can get.
Well, we're not doing, but here's the thing. There's a big difference. Posting on your Facebook, okay, works really well if you have like 1,000 followers and all these people following you, right? And you're posting.
Yeah.
We encourage you to post because we want your content to be fresh. A Facebook ad has nothing to do with your posting. A Facebook ad is basically if someone searches appliance repair on Google and they, even though they don't call you, but they go to your they go to their own Facebook page and they're looking just through pictures or stories. Your ad is going to pop up. It's called retargeting. So that's how those work. We don't post on your Facebook page. We don't do any posting. We will optimize your Facebook. We'll optimize it and we'll run your Facebook ads, but we're not doing your posting. That's one thing we will not do.
Yeah.
We don't tinker with your website. What we're doing is optimizing your Google business profile, managing it so that you're on the first page, get it out of the suspension, right? And then we optimize your Facebook business page and we run your Facebook ads. That's the package that they were offering you, okay? But again.
Okay, so on this Facebook, I mean, I want to make sure that it's definitely beneficial. I'm giving you my best advice. I've really dug in on this and done a lot of research on it, and I'm telling you that Facebook is very temperamental, man. I mean, very temperamental on a lot of things, and they watch very closely even at every product that I post and everything, to the point that if they don't like my product, they knock it right off, and I can't even put it back on, or they literally would try to suspend me. I mean, that's how temperamental they are. So the main thing with me is that if we're doing this and I'm doing this, the big thing for me is results that I'm receiving that are going to make me money, point blank. If I'm spending money, I need to be making money off of it. So the big thing, and that's a low, super duper low amount to be able to get Facebook ads and stuff ran, because Facebook ads, when it comes down to it, there's going to be some money involved because I will have to pay for ads to be posted up, for ads to reach out to people, like little campaigns that I'll have to run to be able to attract customers. And I'm giving you my word, I don't think $250 a month for that in Google is going to go nowhere near.
Well, and that's why I give you the breakdown, right? We like to start you off with the minimum because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money. But we have clients that invest $500 in their Facebook ads, $1,000. I mean, you're right. The more that you invest, right, in your Facebook ads, the better the results, okay, with Google products. But here's the thing. This is what I'm hearing, Rob, a lot of trust issues, and I don't blame you, okay, from what's happened in the past.
No, it's not a trust issue. It's just me making sure as a businessman that I'm making the correct decision, point blank. It has nothing to do with this trust. It's just me making sure I'm making the right decision.
Well, there's a little bit.
To make sure I'm buying the correct product. The thing is that when I'm doing this on this, when I'm doing my Facebook, okay, and we're looking at that market, the main thing is this, okay, so I own A-plus appliance repair, of course. I've owned it for like 20-something years.
Yeah.
But I got to be 100% upfront with you. I'm going to be keeping A-plus appliance repair probably to the day I die. Am I always going to be running service calls? No, I'm not. Because I'm stepping into the e-commerce world. And the e-commerce world is much easier money to be made with a lot less stress involved, no real hard labor to be able to do it.
Just right.
Stroking the keys on the computer, and that's pretty much it. And I'm pretty good at doing that. So the main thing that I'm looking at with you all is maybe not as much helping me so much on just A-plus, but if you could help me out on Steinborn products also, on the marketing of that end, because that is the one that I want to make some money off of more than anything. And I've got a Facebook page for Steinborn products. It's attached. It's like another business page.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that I would handle the e-commerce end. The only part that I'm having a little bit of trouble on is just on the Facebook setting up the ad to be able to just sell my products off of Facebook. The same thing that you're doing with my other company, but I just want to be able to set it up more like on an international level of selling the product, though. And I don't know how to do it. I'm still learning how to do that, how to set it up internationally to be able to sell in the correct locations on an international level.
Yeah, I wish I could help you with the e-commerce one, but unfortunately that's something we don't touch. I wish I could help you with that.
Okay, so now, so what we're done, so we're just looking at the A-plus appliance repair. It's not a big deal. So pretty much we're going to get it unsuspended, and I'm basically going to be paying to get optimization on my Google Maps listing. Again, please, I promise you, I've done a lot of this before, and once it's done, it's kind of done. You know what I'm saying? There is no, you have to really go back in and keep doing it or none of that.
Then,
once
Rob,
it's done, it's done.
What I would say is this. Okay, we got as far as to you getting you through the part where you can get to the help center, right? I would suggest then try to do this on your own. If you want to save yourself some money, right?
Well, the place is talking about, the other place next call is talking about me doing a video. Me doing a video also, and them turning in a video of my company, which I think is a good thing for what I'm seeing with Google. I mean, that's one thing there is too. Google's weird. I don't care what anybody says. They're weird about the way they do things. I've been on them for 20-something years. I've spent thousands on paper.
So,
but I got to make a video of myself for them to be able to.
Yeah, you
my
have
company.
To. We're going to require that too. That is what, those are Google's requirements now. They're going everything digital. They don't send PIN codes by mail anymore. They used to do that before. They don't do that anymore now. They want you to do a video verification. And if you haven't done that, you're going to have to do it.
That's what they're doing. Their next step is they want to do a video. So on Thursday, I'm going to do the video and see how the video goes.
Then
on
I think
and if the video, I'll be honest, I think that was a good idea that came up. When they hit me with that, I thought, okay, it's not talking about then.
So since you're going to proceed with this company doing the video, I think this is where our conversation then will disconnect because you're already having them go through that process. I'm not going to have you pay something with us. If you're having this other company do it, it does not make sense. You're going to tie our hands behind our back.
But here's the main thing, okay? Honestly, you made some great points, okay? So here's the thing. You all are accredited with the BBB, and I got to be honest. I'm not stupid. I know you earned that because I earned mine, and I got to earn it to keep it every single day, and every customer has to be taken care of correctly.
Yeah.
So the main thing is that if I get them to reinstate this, which I'm thinking that they might be doing it with this video, I don't want to put a damper in it because I think that's a good idea that they came up with. Once we do the video and they reinstate me, I still might talk to you all on doing this for my max listing because, again, like I said, I'm big about the sometimes taking time to make the money. But at the same time, I'm going to be realistic and I'm going to be honest. Sometimes if I can get somebody else to help me to make the money, then I would rather do that. So I may use you all still for the optimization of my Google listing. The only one that's got me funny is just my Facebook part because I want to generate good traffic from Facebook, like literally phone calls and like real actual appointment customers hitting us up and calling us up from my actual Facebook ad. You know, where they click on the link and then click call now or whatever and it calls right to me. And, you know, I want to be able to do that also to where we actually really are drawing a good traffic flow. And see, the other issue that I had with Facebook was when I signed up for the Call Now campaigns, they would post me in weird areas like Alaska. I mean, literally all the way across the country. And I tried to figure out the best way to structure that, you know. And I got a few tips from the people at Facebook, but I was having trouble structuring it to be to just my local location. And that's the spot where if you all can do that, that's where I need your help. And I am interested in what you're talking about on that end with the Facebook and the Google. But again, I want to do real ads with Facebook. I want to generate a campaign where people just click the call now. They can just call me, just like pay-per-click. Call me and it comes through and I get charged for a call.
Well, that's what we do is the pay. It is a pay-per-click, but you're not incurring the click fees because you're paying a flat rate. We start you off at a minimum monthly budget, right? But if you told me, Nadine, listen, I want $300 going to my Facebook ads, then you're going to pay the difference. We're already allocating $100 of it from the $249. So add $200 more, you're now paying what? $449 with $300 of that going to your Facebook ads. It's totally doable. You can allocate as much as you want to your Facebook ads. This is what we start you off with. It doesn't mean that you have to necessarily start with that. If you prefer and you want more money allocated to start, then absolutely. This is what I suggest,
so
right?
What is? Just, I want you to know I'm very serious about this with you all. I promise you, I'm very serious. But the main thing is this, that on these Facebook ads, just realistically, and I've got some things from the Andrew Tate Real World Training Course that kind of gave me some ideals, but what is the budget that an average appliance repair company that is really trying to build the numbers, I mean, what is the budget that they're using to generate traffic?
Right, and that's something we can definitely look into as well as to what would be the best budget. I'm going to say if you're really, like, without being too crazy with it, even if you're allocating at the very least 300 is still going to be good because that allows us to be able to run more than one ad, right, with the 300 allocated. We could even do what's called like a lead form where when they click on that ad, they have to fill out information that's going to be sent to you from that Facebook ad, or it's just a straight click to call, or a straight, when they click on it, they go straight to your website. There's different things that they can do with that Facebook ad, okay? But typically with Facebook ads, it's a click to call. Now, if you're investing more money, then of course, you also have the option to do the lead form, right? Where what it'll have them do is when they click on it, it's going to have them fill out their information, right? They're going to fill out like their phone number, their name, their address. And that's what is what we call a lead form that gets sent to you. So it's
you have to check your, I have to still check into the system.
Right.
I have to go into my made a business or whatever it is and pull it up through my, I got the apps and stuff for it.
Yeah. Again, it's an option, or it's just a straight click to call. Okay, so
I'd rather do the click to call if we do this, just like just similar to the pay per click where they just click and call us. That way, I don't have to sit there and babysit and try to manage it. If they call us. If they don't, they don't. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So yeah, I mean, like I said, these are options for you, but you know, you now know how to get in contact with me, and this way, when you're ready, then give us a call.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you this, because Facebook doesn't have anything to do with this Google thing. Okay, we know that. Okay, it's a totally different thing. It's social media. So if I just want it for right now, if I just wanted you to at least start my Facebook
and then
I'm gonna probably add to Google once they get to Google reinstated, of course. Once it's fully reinstated, then I would switch to you all to start optimizing it at that point. But it's stupid to start paying for optimizing now because I mean it's not even live, so I want to make sure it's 100% unsuspended. But if I was to just do the Facebook, if I wanted to sign up with y'all on a Facebook program and have y'all doing just my Facebook ads and doing like what we're talking about, the click to call or whatnot on it, and I wanted to add the Google later, keep that into the retrospect because most likely that's going to be happening also, what type of deal would I be able to get this started?
With the Facebook ads and just doing just strictly Facebook ads, I'm going to say that we allocate at least 300. If we're only doing Facebook ads, that's what I'm going to recommend for you.
And that is going to be to get the click to call and all that, of course.
On the Facebook ads, correct. Yeah, the only time they do the lead form is if a request, hey, he wants the lead form. But other than that, it's going to be the click to call. And that is just strictly managing your Facebook ads. Not anything else.
Okay, and I've got Business Suite. I've got the Business Suite app, okay, for my Facebook. And I've also got the other app, which is my Ads Manager app. And I've got them all opened up. And so if I'm going into this, am I going to be able to see the results of what these things are?
We have a customized tracking and reporting system that you're going to have access to where you can track how many times your ad came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search. You can see how many times they clicked on your ad. You're going to be able to see what the ad spend as it's being allocated, right? You're going to see all of that. It's visible to you.
Okay, so then that would give me the results on it for the, now if I start this Now, if I start this Facebook thing, okay, with you, just, again, out of curiosity on it, just
one. Uh-huh.
So when I go onto my Facebook page, am I going to see where these call now things are popping up? I mean, is this going to be kind of something that I will be able to notice some a little bit or be able to at least see where they're popping up?
So that's where the customized tracking and reporting system comes in, because that's going to allow you to see where they perform the location of the search. It's going to see where you're coming up, you know, as far as like how many times you're coming up in the search results, your impressions and so forth. You're going to view that in the customized tracking and reporting system. We want you to be able to track that and not just take our word for it. You're also going to be able to see what calls you received from that as well.
Okay, so if I start this Facebook thing, I could start getting some results pretty quickly. I mean, it's in these. I mean, I can already tell y'all it's pretty quick moving with these type of things. So
I'm asking. With the Facebook ads, you're looking at 7 to 14 days for those to be up and running. I can see how much sooner it could be, but I always get the timeline of 7 to 14 days. And one thing I will say is this, if we're running your Facebook ads, don't run them on your end too, because it's going to interfere with what we're doing. And then you're just spending even more money.
I wouldn't do that. No. If I'm doing it, I want to do it on a budget where I'm just watching what you all are doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so So you said it's 300 point blank, and that gets me the call, the click. And you said, I mean, you really, again, you definitely think that's a good budget, or?
And what I could do as well, and chat with my manager to see, like, in your area, what's going to be a good amount to allocate. I'm going to say 300 to start. But I can definitely have him pull some numbers to see, you know, what is going to be the best. And we're talking about based off of Louisville, right? Because I know you mentioned, that's really where you're at. So just to kind of get a general idea, typically, let me ask you this, how far are you wanting to target? Like, how far do you travel for a potential client, would you say?
Okay, so when I'm making my pay-per-clicks for my ads on a Google, and I do my little circle, it goes from my place. See, the problem is I live in Fairdale, which is right on the edge of Bullitt County. So I will go out to Shepherdsville, but I won't go past Shepherdsville going south, okay?
Okay.
Going east, I mean, and like I said, it's a weird little circle thing. So, I mean, you can only go kind of so far when you only go so far one area, unless you can kind of move your circle around some.
Well, here's the thing, though. With ads, right? You could target by mile radius, you could target by zip code, you could target by county. There's different ways that you could target, right? Facebook ads, I will tell you right now, are not going to target any further than 50 miles. So whatever areas you're targeting have to be within that 50-mile radius, because that's the furthest that those target, just in FYI, okay?
Okay.
So what are typically the areas?
Okay, so pretty much, I go all the way to Prospect on the east. On the east, I go all the way to Prospect if you can get to that. If you can, just take it as far east as you can take it. Now, on the south, I go as far as Shepherdsville. I do not go past Shepherdsville. But I will do Shepherdsville, but I don't go past it. Now, going the other direction, which is north, I go to southern Indiana, which is like Jeffersonville, New Albany, and Clarksville. I do southern Indiana. And then on the, I guess it'd be the west, I mean, I really don't go outside of Kentucky. I mean, I go as far west as I can go, because we don't go out of Kentucky on the west.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know how I've done it, but I've done it before somehow to where I did have it structured like that. But once you pull up the circle, I mean, y'all will be able to kind of see what you can do. But east, I can go to Prospect. North, I can go to southern Indiana, which is Shepherdsville, Clarksville, New Albany. And then going south, I can go to Shepherdsville.
Okay. Let me look at something here. So Louisville to Prospect, right, is about, correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm looking at the map, it's less than 16 miles, right? About a 22-minute drive? Does that sound right?
To what, to Clarksville?
No, to Prospect.
To Prospect, yeah, Prospect. It's about a, yeah, it's about 20 or 30 minutes to get there normally,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then you said Clarksville was another one?
Yeah, Clarksville, Indiana, yes.
Clarksville, Indiana. Let me look. So, is that like about a 10-minute drive? Does that sound right?
Louisville to Clarksville, Indiana? 15 to 20 minutes from my location.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I'm just searching from Louisville. I mean, I didn't put your specific zip code. Okay. Let me ask him a question. He's answering me. Give me one second. Planes repair in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, and as far as I know, when you're looking at my ad page, and I mean, and I like I said, if you go into my business suite app that I've got, I mean, I've got multiple pictures with ads that are already done up. They ain't never been posted.
Are you talking
done.
About the
I mean,
business suite on your Google Ads?
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
Business suite. It's another app that I've got where I can actually post my ads and do whatever I want to do. I haven't done
oh,
it
yeah.
at
for
all.
Your Google Ads?
But
yeah. How did you like the Google Ads?
Pictures.
When you ran them, how did you like it, running your Google Ads?
Well, my Google Ads, I've never actually – well, when I did do them, okay, I did do some before, okay? But every time I posted them, I couldn't get them to go to the correct areas. So that's the reason why I stopped doing it, because I was getting calls from, like, Kansas City and stuff like that. People wanted to get repairs done. So I couldn't figure out how to get it to just be locally based in my Louisville area. So that's the reason why I stopped doing it. But I did notice that when I did try to do one of the Facebook ones, it had the circle on it where it would do my – area where we just circle within my area just like the pay-per-click.
Well, yeah.
But I didn't move forward with it.
Yeah, well, that's because with Google Ads, so with Google Ads, you could actually target by mile radius. You could target by specific zip codes, by county, or by city, right? You can be very selective on the Google Ads as well, right? So when you see the circle, it's because it's targeting at a mile radius. That's why. So like if you said, okay, I want to target 20 miles, okay? It's like drawing a circle 20 miles around your zip code where you're PIN verified and throwing a blanket over it. That's what it's going to cover. So that's why you're seeing the circle, right? But you also have the option where you could choose by county. Maybe you want to target, you know, XYZ county, or you want to target certain zip codes. You can do that, too, with the Google Ads. So that's why you were seeing it in that way. But as far as with Facebook, I mean, I don't see a problem targeting Clarksville, you know, Prospect, because it's all within that 50-mile radius, right? So
yeah.
He told me $300 should be sufficient for you to start off with. At least you have wiggle room there. So, you know, like he was telling me, $300 is a good where is
well,
a good
what,
spot to
what
start.
What does he think typically, like weekly? Let's say weekly or daily. How many phone calls does he think is actually gonna be sending me, where I'm actually getting the physical phone calls? Just an estimate, just a roundabout of what I should be getting weekly.
I'd have to have him try to pull more numbers from that. I mean, honestly, I can't tell you.
I hate asking that. That way I can monitor a little bit better.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, again, it's going to depend. Yeah, it's going to depend, you know, on, because what we do is that $300, we allocate it to where it's running throughout the month. So I'd have to pull some more numbers for that. I can gather that information and give you a call at a later time to give you that info.
Yeah, and
I mean, that's where we would be at.
I got like a 4.6 star rating with Google, or with Facebook. Even with Facebook, I got a 4.6 star rating with multiple good reviews on it.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I've got multiple great reviews on there that really will help to establish it even better when they're clicking on us, because when they look us up, we got a very good background on this Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
We're accredited with the BBB, which I would love to be mentioned into my ad sometime. We're posting to let them know that we're accredited with the BBB, because I think that a lot of people make their decisions based on that. I think they see that accreditation and they're like, okay, it's a given. I'm taking this one. They're accredited. So,
Okay. Yeah, I'll have them pull some numbers.
Let's just do this.
Uh-huh.
Let's just do this. Let me give you my credit card and let's go ahead and get this started. Now I'll go ahead and pick up these cards to get this ball rolling.
Okay. Let me do this first, Rob. What's going to be the best email for you? Because this is where we'll send correspondence from us, and it's also where we're going to send your receipt for your payment. I show rsteinborn31@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
Okay.
You should have that one.
Okay. And then, so let's see here. Your first name is Rob or Robert, and you go by Rob?
I go by Rob, but my name is Robert.
Oh, okay. And then Steinborn is Steinborn, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know the best number for us to contact you on is the 502-417-8117. However, that is not the number that you want clients to contact you on, right? It's going to be the 502-631-9731. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I wanted to confirm with you just to make sure. Now, all we're going to be doing, okay, and we're going to ask you, I'm going to ask you this. At least commit to 2 months so we can compare the first month to the second month. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You are paying monthly. At any time you decide you don't want to do this anymore, you're just going to call us 3 business days before your billing is due so you don't get charged. And we part as friends. We don't hold you hostage. We just part ways. Okay?
So I have to pay 2 months up front, or I'm just paying for 1 month?
No, not up front, hon. No. You're paying month to month.
I'm just committing to the 2 months.
Yes, you're committing to 2 months, but you are paying monthly. You are not paying the 2 months up front. We do it monthly, okay? You're like, wait a minute.
Okay.
No. You're good. Let me see. I'm just answering a question from him really quick. Let's see here. All right. Now, what I'm going to do here and making sure, now I have your Facebook page. What you're going to do, Rob, you're only going to add us on as managers, okay, to your Facebook page. Okay? So that way we can manage the Facebook ads. Okay, so let's see here. I'm going to also send you the number, Rob, to our customer service department. So whenever you have an update, you got a change, you got a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. So we're going to have a team that's actually dedicated to your account. Okay? Let's see here. So, okay. And then we're going to, let's see. Let me send this to you. Now, I'm going to ask you to please save our 877 number in your contacts so that way you always, always, always have our phone number on you, okay? We also send you your login credentials ahead of time, too, for your client dashboard, just so that you have
well. What is the other phone number you were telling me?
The phone number, the 877 number, That's the number to our customer service department, right? That's the number, actually, the number that you called was, we use a voice over internet, okay? So the reason that we do that is to keep our costs down on the calls that we're making daily throughout the U.S. So that's why you got in touch with one of my representatives, and they sent me the message, I have Rob on the phone looking for you, okay? So the 87, go ahead.
Let me go ahead and give you my credit card. I promise I got to get on the road. Let me just give you my credit card. We'll go ahead and get this processed real quick, okay? And then
okay,
I'll talk to you later.
Well, hold on one second. Do you have, like, about 5 minutes?
Well, no, not really, but, I mean, I guess so.
Okay, the reason that I'm asking, because I could take the credit card information, do the 90-second voice verification with you, but I'm going to need to do notes and also schedule you for your client interview. I can call you back later for that, but I can't just take your credit card and charge the card and not do the voice verification, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and do that real quick.
Okay, so let me go here. What's the name on the card?
It's Rob Steinborn.
Okay. Does it have your business name on there as well, or no?
No, this one's just a regular credit card.
Okay, and what's the billing address for it?
9813 Carlton Drive, 3rd
and
that's, Kentucky, 40118.
Okay, how come it comes up Louisville?
I mean, well, I advertise in Louisville, but I try to do, because for some reason where we are separated, and our family, we have to list ourselves like we live in Fairdale. But Fairdale's not even a city. It's just a community is all it is.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
I got these things set up with the police.
I hear you. Okay. Okay, I got that. And then Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
5240810073010.
Expiration month and year?
Good through 10/28.
10/28, and the CVV code on the back?
491.
491. I want to put a security question on your account with us. Rob, you could choose that it'd either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first pet's name.
What was your first pet? What was their name?
Cookie?
Cookie. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you're making me hungry. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through this 90-second voice verification recording. It's just going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that I'm going to send in writing with your invoice. When I am walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, I want you to stop me so this way I can explain it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A plus appliance repair.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Steinborn, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important, Rob, that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, also be aware that someone might call you to try to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're not going to ask you to spend more than the $300 that you're investing for the Facebook ads. And if you're not sure it's us calling, always ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Let me explain it.
I usually do. What we're saying here is we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, please call us. Just say, hey, I'm thinking of doing this. We'll reference it and say, oh, Rob, go for it. That's not going to interfere with the Facebook ads that we're running. Okay, we're just asking you, just give us a heads up before you do more marketing so we make sure that it's not something that we're already including in our package. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So in hiring local...
I'm just going to be using you all for all this anyways, man. I'm going to be using
you
on Facebook and everything.
Of course.
I'm not going to be using multiple people. Around.
Yeah, no. Of course. So again, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is going to be May 14th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $300. Okay? This is a two-month verbal agreement. This is $300 that you're investing in your Facebook ads. So it being a two-month verbal agreement, what that means, Rob, is that your second payment will be charged on June 14th, 2024, in the amount of $300. Now, once your term's completed, this is going to be a recurring payment. Okay, so what that means is that when the term is completed, every 14th of the month, you will automatically be charged $300. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number I texted you and I told you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you contact us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. So you already know if you got to pause it or cancel it, you got to make sure you call 3 business days before the 14th so you don't incur that charge. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be processing the payment. I'm going to have my manager just update something and then we'll process the payment. You're going to get the receipt sent to your email and in a text message. What time can I call you back so we can finish the notes on your account and so I can schedule your client interview with our technician to discuss the Facebook ads?
It would be later today, more like 6
okay.
or 7 p.m.
Why don't I give you a call, say about, because you're on Eastern time, right? You're 3 hours ahead of
me?
Okay, why don't I call you? I'm going to give you a call at 6:15 your time to see if you're available. It's only going to take about maybe 5 or 10 minutes for us to just do the notes and schedule your client interview for tomorrow with our technician. Okay? It won't take too much longer. All right, my dear?
Okay.
So I will call you at 6.
And then one quick question. So
yeah.
If we start this and the results I'm getting are not as good as what I want them to be, do I just contact you all and we raise the budget to get better
results?
Yes, sir. Here's what I'm saying, because I know.
Yes.
I was at 300. I'm not stupid. You are a business. You have to make something. You're not doing
right.
it. And I'm not putting the whole 300 into the Facebook. I'm only
right.
putting a portion of it into the Facebook.
Correct.
So the main thing that I'm trying to figure out in the end
is if you need to allocate more. Yeah. You can
allocate more. I just contact you all and then I will pay more.
Yes. You can say
300. That's to you.
Yeah, you could say this, right? I'll give you an example.
I looked at Facebook on their pricing, and I'll be honest, Facebook pricing, I mean, I think sometimes you got to spend a little bit to really get things going with them, man. I mean, I really do, because if you spend too
much. Well, I will tell you this, Rob. Facebook advertising, the Facebook ads are a better conversion rate than Google ads, and they're not as expensive, okay?
Yeah.
So here's an example, Rob. You're allocating $300, right? We're putting to the Facebook ads. Yes, there is a service fee that's included in that, okay? So you know, you're aware. Now, let's say you're like, you know what? I want some more traction. Okay. You call us, you say, listen, let's up it. Okay. I want now 400. Okay. 2 months later, you could say, you know what? Scale it back to 3, or you know what? Put it to 700. You can change it at any time monthly on what's being allocated. Okay. It doesn't mean that that's all you can invest in. That's it. You have the ability to increase it and decrease it as well. Okay. But
well,
I'm going to say 300
we'll
is going to be a good start for you. Yeah. No worries. This is what we're here for. Okay. So I will call you at 6:15 your time so we can finish up your notes and schedule your client interview for tomorrow so we can get going on all this. Okay.
Okay.
Right, okay, my dear. I'll talk to you in a bit later on this afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
See you.